This parak has nachlos, very short parak, dealing more with issues of inheritance from minors in unique situations. So Aleph, kishim reading the korvei nichzei hashavoy or greyach or nichzei yotzei l'dash hashem v'loshem eis. So let's say a person is a field, and let's say it's a field of a person who was, let's say, taken a prisoner, or if he ran away, or who left on his own volition, but then we hear that he died. So this field is not given to a situation where we do not give it to the, excuse me, we don't give it to the to a minor, because maybe we're concerned that he's going to end up ruining the field. And reading Karl Nechzei Katan, Shema Yitan, right? And also we don't give it the minor's property in the reverse case to, let's say, a sharecropper. Shema Yitan, maybe we'll make the claim Yomar and say, Zechelki Hamagili B'Yushasi. He'll say that he'll say the property belongs to him, and then his portion that he received was an own inheritance. So I feel the karav machlas karav in moridin, even if it's not, even the minor property isn't given to relative of relative. So ketzas, what's an example? Let's say there are two brothers, one older, one younger. Let's say the younger one is taken prisoner or runs away because of fear for his life. Amri nagadol talks to, so the older one cannot go ahead and take the, what do you call it, the field that belongs to the younger one, right? Because the younger one can't protest. Like, what's going to happen? The other will take possession of it. After many years, Yom HaSei, Zechalki, it's my portion, Shagili, Yishasi, Macha, Shagili, Basi. Basically, it's mine. I got to inheritance and I have possession because it's mine. Even the son of the brother of the minor who was captured, Imri, no son of Chosov, he doesn't take the property. Shema Yomar, maybe he'll say, Shemach, Masavi, Yerashi, Felitzek. I only inherited this because of my father. Finally, halacha beis. L'olam, in general, im reading karav nechzei katan, so we never give possession of property of a minor, afilu karav machmas acheim, even to relative from maternal brother, she'enam ruim liyarish, who are not fit to inherit. So this is harchaka yaserahi zu. This is an extra stringency. Afilu yesh b'nei nishtar chaluka, even there's a document recording some type of division of the entire estate, being levatim, being mesodos, whether it's with houses or with fields, lo yered, they should still not be given to the minor. If he says, kasvo lai shtar resus, even if he says, write a document stating I received the field in part of a sharecropping agreement, lo yered, it should not be given to him. Shema yovdu asharos, because maybe the contracts get lost. Miyarichal yamen, the days will go by. Viyutin omar, and he'll make the claim and say, shezechel musha balo, mach maso, or mach mas risha, that he got this inheritance in a normal way, because he's the inheritor or through someone else. Now, there was a story with one woman, Shahaya Shlosh Manos. She had three daughters, Mishbeis Zakena, he, Ubas Achas, Umesa Bashnia, and Yichabokata. So what happened? So the, what it called, the old woman, meaning the mother, and what it called, and one daughter were taken captive. The second daughter died, and what it called, she had one son that was a minor. The remaining daughter, right, we did not give her the property of hers on the Chasim. Shema Mesa Zakena, because maybe the Zakena, the mother, died. And then the third of the property should go to the minor. Then we don't call the next katan. As we know, we don't go ahead and give this to the, we don't give the minor this property. We don't give it to her because maybe the old woman is alive and we don't katan next shavoy. And we don't give property of someone who's captured to a minor. Allocate those, so we do. Mitoch Shitzarach Lahamid Apotropos, Lachati Shakatan. Since we need to have a guardian for the half designated for the minor, we put a appointed guardian, the court appoints a guardian for the entire property of the old, of the mother. After a period of time, they heard that the zakena died. Now the remaining daughter is a third of the estate, that she's over to her. And for the minor, so he's going to go ahead and get the third that belongs to him. The third that belongs to the captured daughter, a guardian's appointed for that, because of the portion that goes to the minor, because maybe the daughter who's captured also dies. And now the wedded minor would receive one half of the third. That's Parachas, and we'll continue with Parachas next time.